Imagine you are watching a movie in English. Perhaps it is a musical, such as Mary Poppins Returns.
Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go.
In today's Everyday Grammar, we will explore some of the words we just heard. In particular, we will explore adjective clauses that describe places. But first, let's begin with some definitions. Adjective clauses, also called relative clauses, are groups of words that modify or give further information about nouns. These clauses have a subject and a predicate. Consider this example.
This is the city where I was born.
In the example, I is the subject of the clause. Was born is the predicate. Where is a relative adverb. Together, the words where I was born make an adjective clause that modifies or describes the noun city. Our example sentence is one in which an adjective clause describes a place. Language experts Susan Conrad and Douglas Biber note that English speakers often use adjective clauses in regular, repeated ways. When describing places, Conrad and Biber note, English speakers often use the words where or that to begin an adjective clause. But sometimes they do not use any word at all, as we will see. The first way English speakers describe a place is with the structure, noun of place, plus where. Think back to our first example.
This is the city where I was born.
The noun of place is the word city. But in everyday speech and in writing, one of the most commonly used nouns of place is the word place. Consider the song There's a Place by the Beatles. In the song, the noun of place is place, and the adjective clause is the words where I can go. But where is not the only word that English speakers use to begin adjective clauses that describe places. In everyday speech, Americans also often use the word that. Consider this example. Imagine two friends are walking down the street. One might say to the other,
"Is this the restaurant that you were talking about?"
In the example, the noun of place is restaurant. The word that begins the adjective clause. But in some cases, Americans leave out the word that. So you might hear an American ask their friend the following question.
Is this the restaurant you were talking about?
For more information about why the word that disappears, please visit the earlier Everyday Grammar program, The Mystery of the Disappearing That. There are other ways that English speakers use adjective clauses to describe places. They might use the words in which or to which, for example. Such structures are mostly used in academic writing. They are much less common in everyday speech. Let's end this report with a quiz. At the beginning of this report, you heard the following words.
Well, maybe all those things that you love so are waiting in the place where the lost things go.
Can you tell where the adjective clauses are? Do the adjective clauses modify a noun of place, or do they modify a different kind of noun? Write us your answer in the comments section of our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm John Russell.